Hi, it's Dwyer, gamblersadvisory.com, a free site, bettingangle.us, a free site. It is March 29th, 2024. Let's talk boxing. Let's talk Arsene Gulamirian against Gilberto Ramirez at Cruiser. But first, remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Now, Gulamirian is unbeaten. He has power. He's a plus 169 underdog. I would characterize his fight style as very front foot. His big punch to me is his right cross. That's his bread and butter. Right? He has the mindset of being an unbeaten fighter. He's extremely effective if he backs you into a corner. In my opinion, this unbeaten fighter has only a puncher's chance in this fight. He's fighting Gilberto Ramirez. I need for people to understand that technicians don't have to be the best athletes. Ramirez doesn't have the fastest hand speed. I'll concede that. Ramirez for years was what we now call a weight bully. One wonders how he was squeezing himself into the weights at which he was fighting. Now he's filled out a bit, but even here, I think the guy should probably be a bridger weight or a heavyweight. Right? But understand, he's a technician. And what I mean by that is that he has certain skills. He has developed certain techniques and a knowledge of how to use those techniques that tough guys relying on effort simply don't have. He's more skilled than unbeaten Gulamirian. Understand, Ramirez's only loss was to Dmitry Bivol, a great fighter, right? Ramirez, a southpaw, understand, it's going to be dominant hand, Gulamirian's right cross against Ramirez's straight left, right? But more importantly, Ramirez, as big as he is, and this is a tall guy, believe it or not, is one of the best body punchers in boxing. What I want to challenge the public to do is to look at the punch stat numbers from his fight against Bivol. Understand, Bivol is one of the hardest people to hit statistically in the sport of boxing. And what you're going to find out is against Bivol, a defensively blessed guy who moves, right? Bivol, great legs, isn't stationary. You'll find out from that punch stat sheet that Ramirez landed a lot of body shots. This is the big guy who somehow is able to land a lot of body shots without leaving himself open for headshots. Let me also point out, too, that he fought Joe Smith. Now, Joe Smith, aggressive, puncher, stalker, right? Hard to deal with. In that fight, Ramirez showed you one of boxing's better jabs. This is the southpaw who is not only a body puncher, which connotes being up close to the pocket. No, Ramirez is actually a guy who can fight you close, riddle your body with shots. He could also fight you from distance, throwing jabs and coupling it with movement. Simply put, he's a better fighter than unbeaten Gulamirian. Right? I know what I'm saying here sounds hard. I understand. There's another side of the argument. Please feel free to express those beliefs in the comment section of this YouTube video. Right? Now, just understand, I expect Ramirez to win this fight. I think Ramirez might win it by stoppage, or he might win it by decision. understand, Gulamarian, in my opinion, only can win this fight by stoppage. I believe if Ramirez is standing at the end of the fight, unless he gets knocked down multiple times and there are some 10-8 rounds, I'm expecting the better fighter, the guy I consider the technician in this fight, to win by decision if the fight goes the distance. Understand too, Ramirez can sit down on his punches, and if he finds Gulamarian to be too one-dimensional, again, this is the guy who the highlights look great because he's on his front foot, but you don't see a lot of highlights of him on his back foot. And I think Ramirez, gifted body puncher, understands that if he can tilt Gulamarian onto his back foot, he might be able to end the show. So let's look at the odds here and let's figure out a strategy. We want to beat the casino. We want a play that's mispriced. We also want a hedge that's at least a break-even hedge. In other words, if we don't get what we want, our favorite bet, we want to set it up where the second likeliest scenario hedges us out of the bet entirely. So while we don't make money, we don't lose money. Right? We can also, depending on the percentages, structure the bet where we make money if plan A happens, we make some money if plan B happens, but the way I'm going to structure it is just a walk-away hedge. Right? Didn't get what I wanted, got the hedge, I can live for another day, didn't lose money on the play. So let's look at the odds. You heard me say here earlier, Gulamarian, a plus 160. Gilberto Ramirez, a minus 193. Which one of those bets should we take? My answer, this is how I'm playing it, is to not take either of those bets. There is a mispriced play here on the board based on how I see this fight going. Since I believe Gulamarian can only win by stoppage, and since I believe he's not defensively blessed, and he's fighting a Gilberto Ramirez who could sit down on his punches if he finds that this guy is too predictable, the bet I like is the under 10 and a half rounds. That's our, we'll call it, hopeful bet. Under 10 and a half rounds. Folks, that's high. That gives you the first full 10 rounds and half of the 11th. And understand, you're getting it at a plus 204. That's twice even money. My walk-away hedge, if I don't get lucky here, right? If the underdog doesn't get a knockout, or if the favorite doesn't get a knockout before the midway point of the 11th round, my walk-away hedge is Gilberto Ramirez by decision. You're getting that at a minus 103. Practically even money. Right? So understand how it plays. Let's say I have 20 bucks. So I put 10 bucks on the under 10 and a half. And I put 10 bucks on Gilberto Ramirez by decision, right? You could only win one of these two bets. They're mutually exclusive, right? Now, just understand, if the underdog guy, who I think only has a puncher's chance, delivers and gets the stoppage inside of the first 10 and a half rounds, then I win $20.40. Minus the 10 bucks that I put on Gilberto Ramirez by decision. Right? So I walk away with a nice profit. Right? I walk away with a 10 buck, more or less $10.40 profit. Now, if Gilberto Ramirez, who's a minus 193 on the money line, if he gets the stoppage before the midway point of the 11th round, you know what? I still walk away with about a $10.40 profit, right? Off of a total $20 outlay, right? I get the $10 back on the winning side of the bet. Then they give me $20. I subtract out the $10 I put on the other side of the bet. So if either guy gets the stoppage in the first 10 and a half rounds, more beer for me. Nice profit. Now let's talk about the hedge. Let's say this makes it past the midway point of the 11th round. I need for these two guys to then survive. This is the risk involved. The next round and a half. Right? I need for these guys to finish the 11th round and then to survive in the 12th round. So it goes to a decision. Then if the favorite wins by decision, that favorite is Gilberto Ramirez, understand the way the math plays out. I'm out $10 on the under 10.5, right? I have a practically even money bet. Even money's a plus 100. Here it's a minus 103, right? I'm going to get back what I put in more or less if Gilberto Ramirez wins by decision. So he wins by decision, so I win on the Gilberto Ramirez by decision, 10 bucks back. And that covers the 10 bucks that I had placed trying to go for extra bases on the under 10 and a half rounds. So if Gilberto Ramirez wins the fight by decision, it's a break even for me. I don't lose any money. But I need for folks to understand the full risk involved. If either guy gets a stoppage past the midway point of the 11th round, I lose it all. If the underdog wins by decision, right? If Gilberto Ramirez comes out flat, gets outboxed, or gets dropped a few times and loses on the scorecard, you lose it all, right? Those are the chances. That's the risk I'm willing to take. To sum up, I like the under 10.5 rounds at a plus 204, hedged with Gilberto Ramirez by decision at a minus 103. That's how I see this fight. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section of this YouTube video. Thanks for stopping by.